And we'll turn now to Japan for an update on today's other major news story. Government officials there report that the situation at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant remains stable and in a few areas is even improving. Joining us now from Tokyo is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, first, can you give us a quick update on what's been going on at the nuclear power plant?
Sure, Guy. And the good news is that they have made progress in restoring power to the plant's exterior AC power. And as a result, one of the pools that holds nuclear fuel is slightly cooling down at one of the reactors that was least damaged. But the temperature had been creeping up and up and up, and now it's going down. So that's good news. But it's just one victory. Of course, there are at least half a dozen major problems that engineers are struggling to get under control all at the same time at these six reactors. They keep spraying water, you've been hearing about, on the other reactor building to cool off the used nuclear fuel inside it, and still working on the wiring. But barring a crisis, the repairs they're making now should very gradually let the workers get the situation more firmly under control.
Richard, here in the U.S., it seems like the story has been swinging in wildly different directions. One day we're told that we're at the brink of disaster, or at least a step or two back from the edge, and then now we're hearing that things are better. How does it look from there in Tokyo?
Well, it is too early to write the history of this, but my sense is we are a step or two back from the edge for sure. Mm. And I think that the ebb and flow of this crisis has been somewhat exaggerated. There's no question it's a very serious situation, and I don't want to downplay that in any way. And a major accident here could still spread a great deal of radioactive material. But particularly at the beginning of this week, reporting in retrospect seems a little bit over the top. Hmm. Part of that was due to a severe lack of information from the authorities here, and sometimes they didn't even know what was going on to begin with, which of course raises everyone's anxieties. We also struggle to reconcile contradictory information from different agencies, and even the usually very cautious International Atomic Energy Agency sent out information that it later had to retract or correct. So, and I think the other thing that feeds into this is there's always an understandable tendency to focus on worst-case scenario because everyone wants to know how bad it could be. That is important and useful information.
I mean, obviously the crisis isn't over, Richard, but so far, what is the worst thing that has happened?
Well, the crisis at the power plant still does obviously pale in comparison to the tsunami, which has probably killed well over 10,000 people.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Flattened whole towns up and down the coast of Japan. The human toll here and now is really the story of the plant itself, the workers there, with two men missing and more than a dozen injuries. Those were from last weekend's explosions. Workers also have clearly received higher levels of radiation than usual, but it's not clear that anyone's exposure has exceeded the occupational standards. And while this is all reassuring, let's remember the situation is not fully under control, and a serious accident could really obviously make a very, very different picture emerge from here in the coming days. We'll just have to see.
That's NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo. Richard, thank you.
My pleasure.